As we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, it's very appropriate that we should try to focus on what we should be doing, and some hints or insights as to how we can potentially improve ourselves, to be a little inspired to do that, because D-Day is approaching, Rabotai. Halavai, it should mean more to us than it does. I speak for myself. They tell the famous story about the person who, after the Six-Day War, we retrieved the old city in the Kosel. The people ran to the Kosel the first time, and there was, on one hand, there was a frum person, frum soldier, I guess, who was hugging the wall of the Kosel and crying. There's another guy right near him who was also crying, but, not a frum person. So someone went over to the non-frum person and says, excuse me, soldier, says, why are you crying? I mean, do you know what this is all about? Do you appreciate what this is all about? So the famous line the person said was, I'm crying because I do not know what to cry about. It was total am arz, not frum. He felt bad. Everyone's crying, but I just feel I'm out of it. I'm not in touch enough. I don't hear enough what this wall means to us. I feel a little bit like that right now in terms of Rosh Hashanah is coming. Obviously, we do know, intellectually, we know that the Yom HaDin is coming, but, I almost feel like crying. I'm not being margish enough. We don't feel motivated enough. I speak for myself, but probably some people can relate to what I'm saying. But we have to try our both. We have to try to be margish, try to feel what's going on, and try to do whatever small things we can do. We're not supposed to do big things. It's too much for us, too hard for us, not the Madrega. We have to take small steps. You might call baby steps, but Pischui Pesach, Pesach Shamachat, open up a small amount, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they help us out. So the Pasuk says, Ki HaMitzvah Zos, Asher Anochi Mesavach HaYom, O'Nefreisi Mecha, V'Lor Chokahi, the whole Kal Pesukim talks about how this mitzvah, which Sforno alludes to, and this Ramban, the famous Ramban, says, referring to the mitzvah of Tshuva, this mitzvah is not far away from us, it's not a pella to us, not Bashamayim, it's not Meir Yom, but it's right there. It's Karv Lechadav Ma'od. It says it's Forno. Very simple, but very clear. Siforno. Rashivis talk about Siforno all the time. They motivate us. It says, Lo Rechokahi. I'm saying, Lo Nitflei Si. Right? The last two lines. Shetzorach Neviim. It's not a Pella. It's not beyond our understanding that you should require Neviim. That the prophets have to talk to us and tell us what it's all about. Lo Rechokahi. It's not that far away that you would require the Gedolim. You have to ask Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yoshev, Sheifreshulcha Baofan, Sheifarshulcha Baofan Shtucha Rasosa, Afiwalcha Bagolus. It's not far away from you. Oh, but I need a Gadol. So I don't know what to do. How do I do tshuva? What's going on? I don't know how to do this over here. I need a Gadol. I have to travel to Eretz Yisrael to ask Rabbi Yoshev. No, it's not far from you. You don't need that. You don't need Gedolim for it. You don't need the Neviim for it. Ubarzi explained with this, Ba'amro, Rabbi Shemaim, Hiremor, Uikro Cha, Bin Hatshuva, Shetzarach, Ubah, HaGadas Navi. Basically, the Sfarno is telling us that we should know, the Pasuk is telling us that we should know that Tshuva, so to speak, there's no excuse of Amaratzis. Okay? A guy doesn't know anything. He never talked to his Rebbe about the Tifkites and the approaches, and he never learned Shari Tshuva, cover to cover. Obviously, it's no bad idea of Tshuva. But how to do tshuva and how to implement, how to apply yourself, there's no big issues. It's pashut, which means, what does that mean? I mean, I ask the average guy in the street, I don't know, how do you do tshuva? But pshat is, if you want to do tshuva, if you care enough, you want to do tshuva, you want to perfect yourself, or you make yourself a better person and change your ways, it's not hard to figure out. The siyata shmai is there, the derech, the seichel is strong enough. Every one of us is strong enough seichel. It's pretty simple to figure out, what do I do to do tshuva? So again, Rabotai, a lot of us here might, I don't know about tshuva, I don't know what it's all about. I hear these words, Kabbalah Asid, Charata, Vidui, I don't know, Aziva Sacher, I don't know, what are these? No, Rabotai, don't say it to yourselves. You, all of us, right? You all can figure it out. If you apply yourselves and you think about it, what does Hashem want me to do? How do I become a better person? How do I do it? So you figure it out. So Diva Sachet, Zatu Nechet, Kabbalah Asid, and the, for the future, do vidui, and the charata, you have to first have charata, you have to regret it, right? Otherwise, listen, a guy does an aveira, so I feel, I want to do tshuva, like, you know, you have to first feel bad, that'll motivate you to go to the next step, to stop doing it, and to commit yourself not in the future to do it, and to express your chait, to feel bad, to share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I apologize, right? We all know what apologizes means, right? So we're both in number one, you have to know, we can all do it, it's not beyond our grasp. It doesn't mean we have to be perfect and come out to be shleimim, but it means that we have to do tshuva. We have to go through the process and try, whatever madrega we are on, to try to do a little better, you know, try to stop. We can't, you know, if a guy is involved in who knows what, the worst things in the world, maybe he can't become, by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he can't become the Rosh Feinstein. But we can improve, we can do tshuva, we can figure out what to do, rabotai. So no one should excuse himself or lament over the fact that I don't know how to do it. We know how to do it. If you care, you want to do it, figure it out, rabotai. That's number one. Number two, I'm sorry about there were some mistakes in the copying. There's some psukim, the psukim are not here for some of the marmakomos. The next verna was on Chav of Tezayin. I'll read the pasuk to you. And Kisavo, Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Olkecha Misavachol La'asos, as a hukim o elav, as a mishpatim, Hashem commands you on this day, Hashem commands you to do the hukim mishpatim, the shomartim yosisa osam, and here's the key words the furna goes on, b'chol levavacha, b'chol nafshecha. You should watch and do the mitzvahs with your heart, entire heart, and with your entire nefesh. It says it's furna. Again, the end is furna. I'm sorry I wasn't marked up 100%. The last two lines is furna. He translates, what does b'chol levavacha mean? You should recognize with 100% clarity, 100% clarity, no suffix at all. That's the first step. How do you do tshuva? How do you go ahead and commit yourself to do mitzvot, chukim mishpatim? You know what the first step is? Make sure you understand the intellectual understanding of why I should be serving Hashem. Why should I do mitzvot? What's the point? That's step number one. Figure it out, okay? Ask your Rebbe, ask your Chavrusa, ask your parents, ask your Talmidim. I don't care. Read the Svarim. Figure out. It should be, there should be no suffix in your mind that I'm committed, I'm not committed, but I should want to, and I should, the proper thing is, Rabosai, to serve Hashem. Right? Lassus Rasono. It should be 100% clear. Then what happens next? B'chol Nafshecha. So what's B'chol Nafshecha? So the first step, you have this intellectual, you know, exercise, try to figure it out and make sure it's clear, reach the point where you know I have, this was the right thing to do. Then what happens? B'chol nafshecha. What happens then? B'chol nafshecha, with all your nefesh, with your soul. Shol yoni oscha koch ha-tap mis'aveh. Right, that the koch of taiva that a person has within himself should not push him aside, should not convince him. Right, not convince, that's not the right word. It shouldn't push him, it should motivate him, it shouldn't move him. Right, the koach ha-taiva which a person has, b'yoscha makir mailas mishetziva b'toelas misfosav u'bozeh. Right, when a person goes there, the concern is, how do I go ahead? The person's about taiva. The normally our both says two ways to approach it, right? The I don't know which one's the strongest way, but the simplest, strongest way is, Chazal tell us, Rabbi Yisrael talks about it, you have to learn Musar b'spailos to emotionally eradicate that taiva. You know, I don't want it, it's no good, I don't like it, it's disgusting, oh, whatever, you know. Feel, should be abhorrent to you. That's called kibush hamidos, right? To overcome, to tikkun hamidos, I'm sorry, that's called tikkun hamidos, right? You fix it, you uproot it, I don't want that anymore, right? It's disgusting, I don't want that, I don't want to steal, I don't want to eat treifus, I don't want to do any immoral things, right? That's what tikkun hamidos is. But there's something else about that. There's also kibush hamidos. A person has a baal taiva. He wants to get angry, but I'm not going to do it. I know it's wrong to do, right? I have a taiva. I want to do that usherdika thing, whether it's eating improper things, kakosha things, or doing inappropriate behaviors in terms of arayas, whatever it might be, right? Or stealing, whatever it might be. So, you know, there's a normal tikkun hamidos. I don't want to do that. But the kibush, right, to overcome is, I have the taiva, I have the yetzahara, but I'm not going to do it because I know it's wrong. That Sferno says, when a person does the first, the b'chol levavacha, when a person has clarity of vision, and he sees clearly that I should be doing Ratzon Hashem, what that enables a person to be kovesh his taiva. the gadlus of who Hashem is and toelus and why should be doing the mitzvah. When a person asks step number one, b'chol avavcha, that will lead to b'chol nafshecha. To me, it's a very big chiddush, because the guy's a drive to do it. Like, okay, but you know, I want to do it. You know, people are not too cool, calm, and collect when they're driven, when they have an emotional desire for something. It's hard to be cool and calm and figure out, hold on, slow down. This is the wrong thing. You know, it doesn't happen, pashtus. But on both sides, the Sfarno is telling us a little secret over Chiddush, I think, that when a person has with 100% clarity and he works on himself to understand, I should be doing Ratzon Hashem, I should be following every Torah, every mitzvah in the Torah, without any exception, that will enable him to, even though he's not mesukan, he's not cleansed from the taiva, he's not cleansed from the bad midah, but nevertheless, he has the ability on both sides, with the clarity of vision, clarity of seichel, of intellect, to go ahead and control himself, control his taiva, right? That's what we talk about Hilchos Shabbos, right? Person has to know with clarity. You know, person, I want to do this thing, I want to open the bottle, whatever, I want to cook this, you know, but maybe it's us, you know. The greater clarity he knows that this is usher, right? That he should be doing it, right? That's the Chavetz Chaim brings in Akdama. If you know clearly, it'll enable a person to be more motivated to keep the Shabbos, right? So we were talking about Taivas. Taivas is the most powerful drive a person has, an emotional drive within a person. So, but the Sfarno is telling us that the more a person has clarity of vision, of knowing what he should be doing and what's right to do, that'll enable himself to go in and control and stop, not fall prey, not succumb to his taiva. The Rebbe will say this is crucial. You know, even we're talking about basic yesodas, we're not talking about high level Kabbalah or Nishter or this or that or Chochmas. We're talking basic stuff. When a person knows and understands, I should be serving Hashem, I should be doing mitzvahs, the right thing to do. Hashem created me, I've been a schaivus, it's the right thing because it's good for me in the future, Olam Haba, all the things. When a person has that clarity of vision, Rabbi will say, that'll enable him to stop, control the taiva, which he has, not to get rid of the taiva, but to control it. He has a taiva, and he's all emotional, wants to succumb and wants to do it. If he has clarity, Rabbi will say, that's what we need to work on, to focus on, and to clarify in our own mind, what am I here for, what am I doing? She is Borav, she is Amis, it's Adam, Machavas, Bogam, the Mosul Sharm says, what am I doing? What's my job in this world? And why should I do mitzvahs? What do I care about these crazy old fashioned 3,000 year old mitzvahs? Who cares about them, right? The more a person has clarity, the more control his taivas. The Medrash on the Pasik, sorry, I get the Pasik's missing, I apologize for both sides. Perachav Tes Gimel, famous Pasik, famous Rashi, we're not doing the Rashi though. Chav Tes Gimel. So Moshe is talking to Kai Yisrael near the end of his life. Hashem did not give you a heart to understand and eyes to see and ears to hear. Something special happened today. So Rashi has a whole big pshat, the famous pshat. We're not going to go into that. But the Medrash Rabbah both says over here in Zayin Yud, the Medrash Rabbah says, Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Kivish Nata Moshe Lomos. He was about to die. And he saw that Kai Yisrael didn't, was not vakish. They didn't ask, they didn't dive into Hashem, please help Moshe Rabbeinu, let him go into Eretz Yisrael. He was about to, Hashem didn't grant, Hashem was about to take him away and not let him go into Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't successful, Kai Yisrael wasn't, what's going on? So what did he do? Kines Osam, Bitchel Mochichan. He said, guys, come, I want to give you a little musr, right? He wants to mochiach them, rebuke them a little bit. So he brought them all into the base medrash, his rabbeinu say, hear ye, listen carefully. Omer lahem, echad poda shishim ribo be'ego. When it comes to ego, I was there for you. I was one person. I took care of 600,000 people who were supposed to be wiped out. I took care of you guys, okay? V'shishim ribo, lo hayu yichol liftos adam echad. And you 6 million people, what is that, 600,000? 600,000 people, you couldn't take care of me, you couldn't help me out, I want to go to Israel, the new guys, what are you guys doing, you're sitting back and taking it easy, you know, what's going on? That's the post, Hashem didn't give you that, right? He didn't give it to you, you guys didn't, you know, you didn't get it, you know, you're missing something, you didn't daven for me. That's what the Medrash says. I did so much for you guys. What's going on, right? 40 years. the Matnas Kuna, which I didn't put down, the Matnas Kuna says, what's for Nosan Rohem Hashem Revo Das? Shanosan Rohem Remes. She is Bagu Ba'ado, Velo Rigishu. He had Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told them earlier, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them some kind of a hint, okay? But they didn't pick up on the hint. You know, sometime, it doesn't say where, but, you know, until today, it wasn't clear to you guys, you know? I gave you guys a hint in the past, right? But you didn't get it, right? Velo Hirgishu, it says, she's Baal Ba'ado, he wanted them to daven for him, but they weren't margish. So this is, Rosh Yeshiva said like this, Rabbi Osai. Do you think for a second that Klal Yisrael didn't daven for Moshe Rabbeinu? You can't say that. It doesn't mean they didn't daven at all. Of course they daven. Their beloved Manig was willing to give up to be killed and to die rather than have Klal Yisrael be killed with Moshe Nefesh, and he loved them, and he gave them the Torah. He was their father, their leader. He davened for them, and he led them for 40 years through the Midbar, and everything what they needed, he hand and foot, he cared for them. Of course he davened. They weren't Rishon. They weren't Rishon Gemurim, you know, to not daven. Of course they davened. But they davened, but there was something missing. There was something, it wasn't enough. It wasn't sufficient. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt, but they could have davened a little more. He was mochiach them and says, you guys did not daven for him, meaning that did not daven enough. So what does he do? So number one, Rabbi said, first of all, I mean, and obviously Moshe Rabbeinu felt that this davening extra amount could have made the difference of going to Eretz Yisrael. He's not saying, yeah, oh, you didn't daven. Like, what's the point of davening? There's no point. I davened a lot. I davened a little more. What difference does it make? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that a little bit extra davening would make a difference to allow Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael. Number one, Rabbi say, right, you see what a little bit extra, a little extra motivation. You know, Klal Yisrael was so motivated, right? Imagine a person has to daven for a parent who's not well or sick. He's very motivated, you know? Klal Yisrael is motivated. But you go, but Hashem, Moshe said, yeah, but you should have done a little more. What do you mean a little more? What difference is it? Come on, I'm doing 95%. I'm doing 14 hours a day. I'm davening for you. I should do, what, 14 and a quarter hours? Well, what difference does it make? I can't even imagine how much more davening they could have done because they cared for Moshe Rabbeinu, their beloved Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 years. Nevertheless, Moshe says, you could have davened more, could have made a difference. But even more than that, both sides, listen, so Matnas Kuna said how they do it, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He gave them a hint. Why did he give them a hint? Why didn't he tell them clear? Hey, guys, come on, daven for me, right? He only gave them a hint, he says. Shenoslam Remes, Matnas Kuna says, he gave them a hint that they should daven for him. Why you hint, Rabbi? So why not straight on? Because when you tell a guy, hey, you know, why don't you come to Seder? Come to Seder on time. You know, come to davening, you know? You know, you don't feel like listening. It's natural reaction. I resist. I don't want to listen to what my Rebbe says. I want to do it on my own, you know? If you give them a hint and you tell them, you know, you show them certain things and on their own, they'll realize that, you know, my Rebbe needs more help. I should daven for him. That's more motivating. So Moshe Rabbeinu did everything possible to motivate a little more, right? The hint, how much, if I tell them straight, of course they'll daven for me. They'll daven more for me, right? But if you do it in a certain way, they'll daven a little more for me even. I both say every single level of motivation can make for a difference. In this case, make for a difference. Moshe Rabbeinu's going to Eretz Yisrael. In our case, I both say, if we learn a little more Musar and think about Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Me'adin, Yom Naram, Tshuva, whatever it might be, davening, more kavan, if we think about it, we motivate ourselves, it'll make a difference, Rabbi Osai. Every small difference makes for phenomenal differences. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, and one more to hear. Mistama, they know, the Chazal tell us, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought us to Eretz Yisrael, we've never gone into Golis. So Mistama Klal Yisrael knew that. That's popular. Probably one guy, Moshe Rabbeinu, probably told someone, who came out in the Shurim sometime. They knew that. So they were very motivated, B'chal, to begin with, they were motivated. We don't want to lose Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll lose Eretz Yisrael down the road because of that. Daven, come on, guys, daven, daven, come on, Hashem, help, please help him. A little more davening could have and potentially would have made for a difference. So we have to try, whatever we can, I both said, try to motivate yourself a little more. A little kol chatzir, when you're davening, Shemesh and Rosh Hashanah, you know, think about where you're standing. You think about, you know, we're going, Kivnei Marlon, we're passing by Hashem's gate, like the sheep going through the gate, the corral, and they're going out one by one. We are just use a little kochet. I'm just giving one tiny example of both. So you're going out. We're going out. We're passing by Kodesh Baruch Hu's gate, and he's like, "Oh, hey, Naiman. Okay, let me see what you're doing about it, you know." Amami should life and death. HaShadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Gozer on me now, right? So you have to motivate yourself a little more. When you motivate a little more clarity, you daven a little better, you daven a little stronger, you daven a little more kavanah, daven a little more persistent, with a little more krechs, a little more feeling, a little more begging Hashem to please help us. Every drop of motivation is crucial, Rabbi Elsai. And then this, at the end, we have a Rabbi Bechai over here, Rabbi Elsai. It goes in the same pasuk as before. Chav Vav Tezayin, the first one. Chav Vav Tezayin. Yes, Hayom Hazeh, the same pasuk as before, which we had the Sephorno on the first Sephorno, the second Sephorno. Hayom Hazeh, Hashem commands us, Mesav Halasos, Lechukim Mishpatim. Rabbeinu Bechaya's letters, listen to Rabbeinu Bechaya. Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Lechem Mesav Halasos, Beshnas Rabom Haya, Omid. Moshe was talking in the 40th year. He was telling them, Hayom Hazeh. Rabbeinu Bechaya, what do you mean? Oh, yes, Rabom Shana, Shiki was Torah, what do you mean? Hashem is Mesav Halasos, I'm sorry, Mesav Halasos to do the things today? It was 40 years ago. What's today? Our Pirshu Chazal, Yuchaviv and Alecha, Kiwu Heim Hayom Hazeki Baltim Hisinai. It should be so beloved by you, Kai Yisrael, that as if you will Kabbalah today. And we know this famous Bashar Mesav Hayom. Kadoshim, right? Person has to be Margish. Hashem gave me the Torah today, as if it was today. Skip a little later. Kivi Amdo. I'm sorry. Lufish Hadoros Cholfim. Because we know generations pass by, time moves on. V'reiv Adam Holech Acher Einav. Whatever nearer, a person's heart follows what he sees. Kivi Amdo Bein Einav. Yiskerenu Ubes Ubahasos Ubahistoro. If a person sees something, he remembers it. If a person doesn't see it, he tends to forget. That's the human nature. So what he sees in front of him is much more apparent and much more motivating than what he forgets, what is not in front of him. All the osos, the nisim, guyim, the signs and the miracles that Hashem gave us at Har Sinai, or any osos mosim, they don't stand forever. You don't see them now in front of us. Therefore, yashiru shetiha muna kevua b'leiv. Therefore Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, told us, he warned us, get that emunah knocked into your heart, omedes lo'ad bizman hester, k'mo shoyis bizman hagolus. At a time when you don't see Moshe, when you don't see Har Sinai, as we're talking about Har Sinai, we're talking about the giving of the Torah, right? The Nisim and the Osos. It's thousands of years ago. Then it was 40 years ago. Now it's thousands of years ago. Moshe Rabbeinu says, guys, knock it into your psyche, knock it into your imagination, knock it into your heart, that just like when you were there, you saw, you were aware, you were so excited and super motivated to do Ratzon Hashem when Hashem, you know, gave you the Sinai and he spoke to us with the first two and then the other eight later on, right? And everyone was so excited to get the Torah. It should be the same thing now. Hayom, he says, should be as if the same level of his aura, same level of excitement. The Yodibay Torah Chaviven should be so beloved. Should be new. As if, because I remember those osos. It's clear to me. Right? It's not here anymore. I almost forgot it, but you can't, Rabos. You have to have this clear. Right? So Hashem wasn't talking just to those people, not the people them. Hashem told all of us, every person here, Rabos. The Torah is written for all my for eternity. And Hashem's telling us, Hayom Hazeh. Hashem commands you, Lasos, to do it. What do you mean? Me? I'm 3,000 years away from Har Sinai. I never saw it. Okay, I heard stories about it. Okay, I can read the Medrash and read the Medrash says and all the different books and Sfarim and Halachas. I got it and all that talks about it, but I never experienced it. What do you want me, Hashem? What do you want me to do? Well, we're playing games here. I should go ahead and I'll make believe I was there. Rabbi Hashem, I wasn't there. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not there. It's 40 years ago. It's 3,000 years ago. What do you want from me? Both say, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, the Pasuk, the Rabbeinu Bechaya is telling us, that Hashem gave us the ability to get so excited about Matan Torah, about that incident, that scene of Matan Torah. Hashem's giving us a Torah, they were so motivated, we can feel the same way. You can get it from Moshe Seder, get it from Mashah, you can walk out of a Shir, which has Chedushim, and inspiration, and you can feel, oh, this is gavaldik, so beautiful. Hashem gave us a beautiful Torah. I'm so excited, as if Hashem gave it today. That's what we hear about. It's not just the Gdol Yador, you, right? All you guys, right? we can feel that tremendous appreciation and love and excitement of Torah and feel just like they felt at Matan Torah. It's not fair. We weren't there. You were there enough and you heard enough about it, you can inspire yourself. What does it mean today? The sea and b'chol nafshecha. The last word is b'chol nafshecha with all your heart. L'horo, to teach us. Ki yischai v'adam shiim sort nafsho. Aga mitzvos. B'chol hazmanim. A person has to be moser nefesh for mitzvos all the time. Kulan. Today. Ki yom shal matan Torah. Ki k'shem shayim moser nafsho al Hashem. B'osa yom asmo shal matan Torah. Just like a person at that time would have done anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'osa osas. When a person saw all the nisim, the ghost, the lightning and the thunder, whatever there was, Vaishal Khalas, Bro Shahar, and the fire and the right? So at that time, if anybody would have been asked to do something with Mesiris Nefesh, to, of course, let me do it. I wanna serve Hashem, I wanna do mitzvahs, I wanna give my life if necessary. For the three chamuros. Kain Royalo Rimsar Nafsho Olaf Bakhaz Manam Ha'ego Kura. So too it's appropriate, if called upon, whatever it is, to be Moser Nefesh. That doesn't mean just to be killed, it means whatever, it means to work hard, to Moser Nefesh, to give up certain things. We are both, they have the ability. This is a Chiddush Nifkar both say. We have the, I can't even understand how it's true, but it's true. It says so, right? It's so true that we, every one of us here, have the potential, Hashem created us, so that we can get so excited over learning Torah, over doing mitzvahs, over serving Hashem, as excited as Klal Yisrael was, B'shas Matan Torah. That'll enable a person to be Moser Nefesh. You're working hard for Torah, you're working hard to do a mitzvah. It's hard to give staka, to learn, to fast, whatever it might be, to do chesed. It's I don't want the guys, I'm so upset at the guy embarrassed me, I don't want to do chesed for him. Whatever the story is on both sides. The Mesiris Nefesh, which sometimes is called for, is very doable on the highest level. As if you were there B'shas Matan Torah. So on both sides, so just trying to Mechazik each other, that we have so much potential. You clarify what your job is, clarify what your mission is, and you go ahead, and that helps with the taiva. and we don't need gedolim for the tshuva process. We know how to do it, and we have the ability to feel so close, so beloved, so enraptured by Kodesh Baruch Hu and His Torah, that as if it happened today. And that should motivate us, but we have to do it. It doesn't come, well, I'm going to walk in the base medrash, I'll daven today, I'll feel excited. No. It has to require a focus, an analysis, a Musar B'Sbayla Seder maybe, or an in-depth learning Seder, something which excites us, which potentially could enable us to feel the same Hagash that Klal Yisrael felt in Matan Torah.